Mount Edgecombe's molecular ecology students are sweeping science fairs and symposiums across the state with their work on DNA extraction in the muskeg ecosystem of the Tongass. As KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports, a few of the students will now travel to national competitions to present their research and represent Alaska with some of the first findings ever from this part of the world.
Stephanie Thompson is originally from Kotzebue, and she looks like your average just-turned 18-year-old. She's wearing plaid sneakers and a striped scarf, and little skull earrings dangle from her ears. But then she starts talking about her science project.
It's called A Molecular Phylogenetic Study of Archaea from a Muskeg in Southeast Alaska.
And she's lost me already.
Can you define phylogenetic?
Phylogenetic. The noun is phylogeny, and phylogeny is the study of evolutionary relationships of the species that you're studying. You know, it's the DNA of species from millions of years ago is going to be very different from the DNA of the descendant species of today.
We're trying to figure out who's out there in the muskegs.
Kitty LeBounty is a botanist and one of the mentors for Mount Edgecombe's molecular ecology program. LeBounty says the research the students are doing in the lab at Mount Edgecombe provides baseline data that can be used to understand ecosystem functions.
All these things are really important in nutrient cycles and within the muskeg, how those plants actually grow, how some of the organic matter is decomposed, basically very intrinsic pieces and parts of the ecosystem, and we don't know anything about them in this particular area. So that's why we have that focus.
Senior Christopher Liu is originally from Bethel. He's looking at fungi on a rare patanthra, also called rain orchid or bog orchid. The question he wants to know is whether these rain orchids are rare in the muskeg because its fungi is rare, or is it something else?
So just understanding that these plants have an extreme dependence on fungi itself and that they wouldn't survive without it is vital. And there's basically little to no research on these mycorrhizal associates, specifically in the patanthra of southeast Alaska.
Liu says he likes knowing that he's on the cutting edge of research that has never been done before, and he feels like he's contributing to the scientific world.
Having this research for the use of the future researchers, such as those that study climate change specifically, in the case that the muskeg or the Sitka spruce ecosystem were to change due to increasing temperatures, then we would be able to have something to compare to in the past.
Climate change and cutting-edge research is also Stephanie Thompson's impetus for her research on archaea, those bacteria-like microbes that aren't really bacteria, which she mentioned before.
Archaea in the muskeg and in the Tongass have never been studied before. And the Tongass, it's a huge carbon sink, and one type of archaea are methanogens. They produce methane, which is a greenhouse gas. And just the size of the ecosystem, you know, with enough methane emissions from the microbes in the ecosystem, it could play some role in climate change, and also the being a carbon sink could also have a role.
Archaea, as it turns out, are these single-cell organisms that are often found in extreme places like hot springs or deep ocean vents. But Kitty LeBounty says they haven't been well studied, and so in that sense, it's not too surprising that Thompson is the first one to find and document her research. On the other hand, these are juniors and seniors in high school.
All of them are actually doing original research. A lot of what happens in high schools is you get to repeat things that are already known. And that's a good beginning exercise because learning scientific method is important. But in this gives the opportunity for juniors and seniors to go on and do stuff that no one else has done.
And that opportunity is basically credited to retired Mount Edgecombe teacher Martin Johnson, who got the program going about 7 years ago. Chola Mole has inherited the lab and the program from Johnson and is now in her fourth year teaching at Edgecombe.
There's only one other lab like this in a high school, and I believe there's one in Hawaii. So it's pretty amazing that the kids get to work in their own school in a genetics lab.
Mole says selling the kids on muskeg research was a bit of a process. Most of the kids are from interior villages, and muskegs aren't really crowd pleasers compared with whales or eagles, subjects this lab has researched in the past. But as these kids have traveled around the state to science competitions, they realize that what they're contributing is really cutting-edge science. Stephanie Thompson is on the verge of being the first Mount Edgecombe student to have her findings published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.